It's been nearly a year since the attack at the Tree of Life Synagogue, and life continues in Squirrel Hill. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Bowden reports on the hard work of healing.
After the shooting last October, there was an international outpouring of grief, and people from all over sent handmade gifts to express their sympathy and support.
So this just came in this week.
These items number over 1,000. They include artistic renderings of trees, prayer shawls, paper cranes, and stuffed animals.
It is a knitted blanket with a fabric border.
Barb Feig is executive director of Tree of Life, or La Simcha, one of three congregations that lost members.
This was a sorority project at their national convention. They painted ceramic hearts.
Though it's been almost a year, Feig says every couple of weeks she gets another package, which is fitting.
Healing isn't linear, and it doesn't have a deadline. And you may never heal, but you're always healing.
Multiple studies show that the psychological effects of violence can be long-lasting, especially if a person lacks adequate social and psychological support.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
It's nice to meet you.
Outside her home in Squirrel Hill, I meet up with mindfulness coach Amy Lohr, who leads a trauma resiliency group at the Jewish Community Center.
When we experience any kind of trauma, it's the whole self experiences that.
As we walk to the JCC before the group's weekly meeting, Lohr, who has a background in psychotherapy, explains that when a person doesn't deal with a traumatic experience, it haunts them. Which is why, for many people in the resiliency group, last year's attack not only created new pain, but exposed old wounds, some inflicted as far back as childhood.
It ends up feeling reminiscent to any time in life that we feel out of control or powerless.
Now at the JCC, Lohr arranges six chairs in a circle. She says as the one-year mark approaches, people might experience depression or agitation, even if they've been feeling better.
The experience with trauma is with the senses, so all of those seasonal shifts can really pull up some of that stuff. That's really the body remembering.
Down the hall from where the resiliency group meets, JCC staff are having a weekly lunch catered by Big Burrito Restaurant Group. It's something the company's been doing since the attack. Today's menu is Asian fusion. Sarah Rhodes directs the JCC's membership division.
I chose the rice and the really great salad.
Rhodes says this meal has fostered a sense of togetherness among the organization's 200-some employees.
We get to see people that we don't get to see on a regular basis, and also just one more thing that we get to look forward to during the week.
Everyone I chat with echoes Rhodes' comments. While the catered meal is great, what they really appreciate is the camaraderie with colleagues. It's been just a year since the attack. People are still recovering. But judging by the happy lunchtime conversation, Pittsburgh is making progress. I'm Sarah Bowden, 90.5 WESA News.